when I was touring with Procter & Bergman, we had a lot of very bizarre experiences. Because, you know, you're out on the road, you're vulnerable. And one of the most memorable was in Denver, Colorado. Now, Denver, if you move the letters of Denver around, it spells VD near. We used to play at a place there that was in a hotel. So they gave us free rooms in the hotel upstairs, and we do the show downstairs. So we do the show, and after the show, we come up, and usually we would talk about the show, what worked, what didn't work. We were always creating new material, always trying new stuff out. So we're standing outside of our rooms, and we're talking about this and that. You know, all of a sudden, the door next to my room opens up, and this strange little woman comes out. She's got one gold tooth. She's about 4 feet five, and she says, "Hey, could you guys keep it down? We're having a party in here." I said, "Oh, sure, sorry, we're performers. We just performed." I said, "Oh, you are? We're wrestling groupies. Do you want to come in?" I said, "Okay, sure.
Wrestling,
sure."
Kidding.
So she said, "Wait a minute, I'll go ask one of the other girls." So she walks, she waddles. She has a drink in her hand, by the way, in a Dixie cup. She waddles down the hall, and she knocks on a door at the very end of the hall. The door opens, and a very attractive, naked blonde steps out, squints at us, goes back in, comes out with her glasses on, nods at the little woman, and goes back into the room. The little woman waddles up to her and says, "She likes the way you look. Come on in." So we thought, okay. So in we go, and we meet Brandy Alexander. Name
you
sound familiar?
Joking. No, it's a terrific name.
She's a famous stripper. Brandy Alexander, B-R-A-N-D-I. She passed away a couple of years ago. Attractive little woman. And she had been put in jail for trying to shoot her husband at one point. She told us amazing stories about working with the USO in Vietnam and surviving a typhoon in the Philippines and surviving a bombing at a base, an army base, where she's walking along with the commander after doing a show. All of a sudden, the commander picks her up and throws her as hard as he can, as far away as he can. And this little boy who was walking into the compound blows up. It was an early suicide bombing attempt.
How did he know?
He saw there was bulky things under his clothes.
Wow.
Stories like that. So why are you girls here? Well, we follow the bad guys around. You know, in wrestling, there are good guys and bad guys. They're wrestling groupies for the bad guys. And they were doing a bout in Denver. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. In walks an albino wrestler, kind of an overweight, rotund, small man, named Nature Boy Kirby. And he is wearing this woman's glasses on his dick. He's completely naked. And behind him comes this beautiful naked blonde, also completely starkers, and she is carrying on her head one of those plastic ice cube containers filled with ice cubes, balancing it on her head. And that was the beginning of a very interesting evening. You can imagine.
I can only imagine.
It turns out that the cute blonde is a Sunday school teacher. Okay? And again, this is her way of blowing off steam, screwing the bad boys. And they told us all these stories about the good guys. Parties with the good guys, you can take your clothes off, but the good guys keep their clothes on. Parties with the bad guys, everybody takes their clothes off. Okay, good, you know, great. And again, just all these extraordinary stories of the. And then what they did was, Nature Boy, he has to fly out the next day to the next town to do another show. So he wishes us luck. He says, "Good luck, comedians," you know, and walks out. And about an hour later, they call up his room. And they called up his room every hour after that so that he wouldn't get any sleep that night.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's practical jokes, you know. But anyway, that was just one of the many adventures that we had. I won't tell you any more intimate details about
the evening. When does the book come out?
Oh, the book. Well, as I say, I'm responsible for it now. But
we need more stories, Phil.
Yes,
we...
hopefully on Bear Manor Press sometime in the not-too-distant future, there'll be a book called Procter & Bergman On the Road and On the Air, and I'll do my best to tell some of the best stories of the things that happened to
that
us.
That was a pretty darn good one right there.
It's a fun story.
Thank you again for joining us after hours.
Now, can we step apart here? I feel really joined. Ah! Oh, that's much better. Now I can go home. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.